Ahí donde
aquí
dice
en este botón, mira.
Nomás es el cuadro.
Ya.
Yeah.
Ok. Ahí dice indio, güey.
Alright. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, shit. Now let me. I'm gonna need a water, bro.
Good? Okay.
Waterfall.
No es right. Tu primera vez, güey.
Te chingó, güey.
Oh,
te
no,
te chingó.
Ando de mi mamoncito, eh.
¿Está tomando foto o video?
No.
¿Es video?
Ahorita es un video.
¿O video o qué?
Pero va a querer fueras fotos ahí, ¿verdad? Right?
Sí. Ah, puro.
Y eras, ah, es okay. Ahí arriba, güey.
Con este botón ahí.
Ok.
Alright, let's start. Alright, everybody, welcome back to Under Ghost J's Code. Can't see you guys. this is Juan Carlos, your host. I got two very special guests here with me today. One that's been here last year. His name's Junior. I'm sure you guys know who he is. And a new guest, Miguel, my good friend, neighbor. How are you? How are you guys?
Feeling blessed, bro. Happy to be here, you know. Excited for everything. Let's get it.
All right, guys. Where do you guys want to start? You guys want to start off like, I want to get a little bit of the story. You know, I like to start off like that, getting to know the guests. So since we kind of already know about Junior, let's go with Miguel first. Just talk about donde eres, how did you get started? And briefly, it doesn't have to be
nothing. I got started on what? On this, what we do right now? Or like...
So before what you got started, just tell me how it... How it
just, okay, my test... Okay. Got it. Ready? What's good, family? My name is Miguel... we're gonna...
You're good, break you're
it.
Good.
What's good, family? My name is Miguel Minero. I'm 25 years old. And a little bit about me. I was born here in LA, but raised in Mexico. I grew up with my grandma. Right, and I will go back and forth a lot just to study here in school. And since 2014, I decided to just come back. It was junior year in high school, and I just stayed. Mm-hmm. And I always had the mindset of doing something for myself and helping my grandma and my mom. You know, my mom is a single mom, and my grandpa left her. So, you know, that's their problem. There's family problems. It is what it is, you know. I'm no one to judge anyone, but it's just crazy how where we coming from, the mindset that we have is too traditional, right? Because growing up in Mexico, going through a different adversity and stuff like that. But you can make another clip, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
We're gonna edit this.
We're gonna edit. Okay. What can I say? Okay. So when I was in junior in high school, my goal was to be a professional soccer player. You know, a lot of people.
Really?
yeah, that was my dream. Since I was even in elementary school, I started playing since I was like 5-6 years old soccer in Mexico. And when I was 13, I started playing with adults over there as well.
Oh, see?
Yeah. So it was fun. You know, it was fun playing like that. And it just didn't work out. Injuries, you know. I broke my wrist when I was gonna go try out for Atlas for 2 weeks.
With
also two of my friends over there.
Las
Fuerzas Básicas. Yeah, you know. I was gonna go try out for 2 weeks, and I broke my wrist in middle school over there. So they didn't let me go try out.
What position you play, by the way?
Center mid. You know.
That's the same position I play.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be the brain. You know, that's the brain of the whole team.
Okay.
In the way that you go back and forth. Pass ball.
Yeah, you got to control the whole field, basically.
Yeah. So I love playing that position, you know. But anyways, then here I played high school as well. My junior year, I couldn't play. I was 11 months out. I got an injury.
Oh,
and then senior year, I was like, I'm going to go all in, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my best to be one of the top players. I want to go to university, get a full ride. And basically, preseason, I was top player Ventura County. Most goals and most assists.
Hold on, what year were you in high school?
That was 2015.
Ah, cabrón.
Yeah.
15?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So I graduated 2015, so season was 2014,
okay.
In a way.
Yeah. So you were playing with, because the Wanimi team was pretty solid, dude. I remember, who'd you guys have? You went to a Rio, right?
Yeah.
El Rio. Who's the striker?
Striker. We had my senior year. We had a Chuy Espinosa. Who else we had for striker? Oh, man. I can't remember on top of my head. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Strikers. Not. I think they were like freshmen or sophomores.
That's all right. It's not important. I was just wondering. Yeah. Go ahead.
But anyways, from there, then season comes. Okay. I started getting injured again. Didn't work out. College year. And from there, I transferred to college, Alton College, right? And there, I wanted to become an engineer. Right?
Engineer.
Yeah, either electrical engineer or civil engineer. And I decided to go with civil engineer.
Okay.
So my first year in college, community college, I didn't play for the college, right? I didn't try out, no nothing. I just wanted to get the feeling of the college,
just
you know?
What it's like.
Yeah, what it's like. And then what happened that year, they were state champs.
Oxnard College.
Yeah, Oxnard College. They won the state championship.
16?
No, 15.
15, okay.
Yes, that was 2015. That was my first semester, so I was like, damn, like I could be part of that, right?
Yeah.
But anyways... Right. Then the next semester I try out and I made the team. So I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna be part of the champions, you know? And now my second year in college, that's when I played college as well, college level. And I was playing with pretty much all the state champs. We made it to the Final Four again and we lost, I believe, against Fresno. It didn't work out. Then my third year, it was going to be my last year in college.
Okay.
And Coach Ross, you know, shout out to you if you see this, best coach I ever had in my life when it comes to soccer. He showed me a lot and he wanted me to be one of the captains as well that year.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be 2017, I believe. And I wanted to play so bad the whole season, even preseason, but I got injured again. I have lower back arthritis, so that just messed me up completely. So I couldn't really play, so I just said goodbye to soccer. I was like, it is what it is. Soccer is not for me anymore. Oh, well. And I was, so during that time, right, imagine just living with your mom and your grandma, and at the same time, you're like the man of the house. And you go full-time to college and you work. At that time, I was working at Little Caesars. And working there wasn't enough money, right? So I had to get also a full-time job and work part-time at Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
No, I quit for a bit, then I went back. But anyways, I was working full-time, going to college full-time, and taking care of my mom and grandma. We only had one car. And I would take my mom to work early in the morning, come back, not even go back to sleep, just go back to school, come back, take my grandma to an appointment, take her back to the house, go back to school again, come back, go pick up my mom. So I was just on the go, like back and forth the whole day. That was back then.
How long did that was that for?
I did that probably for like a year.
Oh,
yeah, and it's just crazy. It was so exhausted for me, like.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, I will wake up super early. I will hardly sleep. And on top of that, I was taking calculus, chemistry, and physics at the same time. So I was like, man, it's too much. Like, I love studying, you know. It's not like I love studying a lot, but I like the subjects. You know, I was good with numbers.
Yeah.
But it was too much. It was too much. I had to study a lot. I didn't have time to study. I wasn't fully focused. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to change my major. And my fourth year, I did almost 4 years in college, I changed to business. And I was like, I wanted to open business on something.
Okay.
So I did that, right, business. And I graduated from community college with associates in business and economics. And I'm like, okay, cool, this, I like this, you know. And I was still now working again back to Little Caesars. And then I was like, okay, what's next? University. I went to CSUCI, California State University of Channel Islands. And there, I did 1 year. While I was working there, I believe I started the bartending business with my mom. That was when I was 20.
So you started Cantina Alegre with your mom?
Well, not Cantina Alegre. It was called Estrellas Bartenders.
Okay.
It all started with my mom.
Wow.
Me and her started that. She just came home with the idea of like, hey, I was making some cantaritos. If you know, you know. at this party, and some lady told me to make cantaritos at her house that she will pay me. And I like, boom, you know, I was like, okay. I started doing my research. I'm like, no one does this. No one really does this, right?
Like mobile bartending?
No one really does that. Like, probably there was like two mobile bartenders, and I would see their content. I'm like, this is old. Like, we need to step this up. And I was 20 at that time, you know? And I was helping her out serving alcohol. Yeah. So we started like that. I remember we started with one bar. Then we got two bars, and she will go to one gig. I will go to another gig. And I was going still to college. But then I realized that there's different stuff in college, right? I didn't really like the way they were teaching. I'm not against school or anything like that. I'm just against the system. I would say that. The way it's just...
The way it's built is just fucked.
Yeah, it is. It is. Trust me. All my business professors, only probably like two of them had businesses. So for me, it didn't make sense.
Didn't the same thing
for me. I was like, bro, why you're teaching me business or how to run a business, but you don't even have a business. I'm 20 years old and 21 as well, like 20 and 21 mm-hmm. when I had that first business with my mom. And we were running it up, you know? I mean, we were so small, but either way, like, I had a business already.
Can you say how much money you guys were making?
Probably like a couple hundred with plus tips every weekend. You know, so that will help us a lot, honestly, like tips and everything. If you know how to treat people, you know, as I mean, you know how Mexicans party a lot, Latinos, and just anyone, right? Every weekend, we will have a gig.
Yeah.
And then I found a business partner after almost a year and a half. And we went to bartending school, and we decided to open Cantina Alegre. And by that time, as well, after like 5 months, I will say, something like that, that's when... I got connected with Junior.
Okay, so you were 5 months in Cantina Alegre.
Something like that, yeah, around there.
And then how did you guys get connected? What happened? IG or Namask?
So it's funny. It was through Snapchat, right? I got COVID at the beginning of 2021.
Nah, you gotta walk him through a little bit more than that.
No, I know. So before that, he had hit me up. And he had invited me, right? Yeah, you had invited me first, right? And then
invited you where?
To do what he's doing, like okay. to do, learn the skill set of day trading, right? He's like, bro, you should try this out, you know? Because even before that, I mean, we met in Mexico.
Okay.
You wanted to get it all the way up back there? Okay. Yeah. So we met in Mexico when he was like 16, 17. I was probably like 20,
okay.
19, 20. And we would just get drunk over there, bro. That's how we met in La Peda.
So you guys just met in La Peda, right?
Yeah, we're from the same town. Now, we kind of related in a way.
Yeah.
One of my cousins is married with one of his tias.
Okay.
So that's how we met.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, Junior, like, bro, what are you doing here? Like, let's go out. I have a lot of friends over there. I grew up over there, mm-hmm. so we just started drinking.
At that time, Junior, were you making any money, like, trading or no?
Oh, no. Whenever we met, I was 16, 17. No, bro. Like, I mean, I've been working since I was 9 in construction, but that's all I did back then, you know?
Just work and get fucked up, huh? Yeah. But, yeah, that's... It all started over there, our relationship, you know? And we just kept it cool. Here and there, talk on Instagram, Snapchat. And then after, it was like 2 years after, when you had invited me first. Yeah, after like 2 years, he had invited me, and I just said no. Just like everyone else, you first feel skeptical about things that we don't know. It's not our fault, it's not his fault, it's not our parents' fault, it's just things that we don't know that we didn't grow up with.
Right.
This is why I was like, oh, damn, like, yeah, the system that we live in is just with the mindset of just becoming another employee, which is nothing bad. There's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5. You know, I had a 9-to-5, but I feel like it's bad when you're not working for yourself as well.
Right.
If you don't have a side gig, a side business, side hustle, but it's just for you. Because I don't get how we can go work overtime and we're happy with that, but you can't work overtime for yourself.
You have no respect for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when, like, bro, like, wake up. you can do better for yourself. Right. That way you can get out of that situation you're in right now. You know, you have to go the extra mile.
Right.
But anyways, got COVID at the beginning of 2021. And I was like, man, I feel like I'm not productive. By that time, I had already quit college, right? I'm like, I'm done. And I was working, I was a school bus driver. I've been Trade Unified, you know? And as well, I was just doing that for now. And I had a horse, you know? Having a horse is like having a baby. You have to go every single day, ride them, clean the stall, take them a bath. Just a lot of work, you know? And that was just my what is it? I would do that every single day. Just go work.
That was school your schedule.
Yeah, that was my schedule. Yeah. Go work, school bus, get out, and then go to the ranch. Come back, do nothing really productive. Got COVID, and I'm like, I thought about like, man, I'm not really productive. I don't like where I live right now. I was living at a studio back then with my mom and grandma, super small. And I'm like, Miguel, you need to wake up, bro. You can do better than this. And during my quarantine, I was like, instead of me being on Netflix, on YouTube, just scrolling down on social media, doing nothing productive, that's when I go on Snapchat, bro. And I see his stories. I'm like, I see him just making profits, you know? And I was like, what? Like, Junior? Like, I reach out to him. Then I go back to his Instagram. And I'm like, man, he already went to Europe? I'm like, that's one of my dreams.
Right.
And he had invited me. So I seen his growth. And sometimes, like, they say, you need to see it first, right?
Right.
Which is for me, now that I know about this, and I like, you don't have to see it, bro. It works. Give me, it works. But like I said, I didn't know back then. And then, yeah, that's how I got started. The next day, right away, I had texted him. It was like probably like 12 a.m. here in Cali. It was like 2 a.m. in Texas. He was still awake, grinding. I know.
Typical.
Yeah, typical. You know, he likes working a lot and stuff like that. And he reached out to me. He replied. And he was like, bro, tomorrow morning I'll call you. Right away, I didn't even think about it. I was just like, boom, I got started. And from there, I feel like it was one, if not the best decision I ever made so far in my life. Because it has helped me in different ways.
Okay.
And like I was telling, like, I was thankful for that, bro, you know?
That's big, bro.
Yeah, it was like impacting, you know? He impacted me a lot with this. And yeah, and since then, I was running full-time now. Oh, I was still working the part-time school bus, running Cantina Alegre, right? And with Cantina Alegre, we didn't really have no one to help us. It was just me and Lalo, you know? Shout out to him as well, baddest business partner, baddest entrepreneur, right? We were running it up. We were barely growing as a company. And I was doing trading as well. And I'm like, man, I had three things. And then he was like, bro, how much are you making at the school bus? And I told him, I'm like, bro, if you put in the work, if you say what I tell you, because I already make that income, I can help you just quit that job. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go all in. I was like, say less, you know? I put in my 2 weeks. And I wasn't still making that type of income that I was making driving school buses. But I saw it already. And I saw some profits. And I was like, I'm not really going all in here. Oh, I'm not studying enough. Because I'm here. So I had some money saved up. I took a risk of quitting. Not even my 2 weeks. I just quit.
You didn't have no savings or nothing?
No, I did have some savings. And I was like, I'm going to just take a risk. And yeah, it was the best risk, you know? And time goes on. And after 1 year and probably like 11 months, I decided to just leave Cantina. People will call me like, why are you leaving Cantina? Like, that's your baby as well. You started bartending with your mom, and now you have a business with someone else, and now you're going to leave it. In my head, I was like, hey, sometimes you got to do what you like the most. Get me? And it's not like I hate bartending. No. Trust me, I love it. But I had to make a decision if I want to scale on my own as well.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, that's and since 2000... December 2000, December last year, mm-hmm. I just decided to go all in with this.
Wow.
Day trading and mentoring people and just traveling. Because for me, it's the impact that I can make to someone else as well. Just the impact like how he did it to me, Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's a dope story right there. And so right now, you Miguel, you have a team here in Oxnard, right? You were the first one to build a team here in Oxnard, am I right?
Yes. Right? Yes, I was the first one here. And what's crazy is I didn't know anything about this, right? Like, I would call him all the time, bro. Like, bro, what is it? And it's crazy because I say this, and even to the people that they're in the team right now, like, bro, you right now it's easier than when I first started or when it was only six of us the first 2 months, because we had zero experience, zero results. We just had a vision, because we will see him and the team from Texas in different places, like, making it happen for themselves. I was like, if they can make it happen, I can make it happen. Get me? And we just stick together. It was six of us. And, yeah, we just kept on growing and growing slowly. A lot of people left because they didn't see results. I mean, just day trading and entrepreneurship in the digital world is going to take time. Get me? It's going to take time.
Is that a common question you guys get? Like, okay, how long is it going to take me?
Yeah, bro, every single time. Every single time, like, when am I getting my money back that I just invested? And we have to keep it real with them. I don't know. I'm not going to tell them you're going to make it quick. Now, it all depends on your work ethic. Me and you are different. Get me? Some people see results fast. Some people take months. It just depends on the work ethic and the time that you're going to put in. Right? And yes, there can be luck, because we have seen some crazy results from people. Then we were like, damn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But that's rare. You know, and because of that, a lot of people get the I'm a do that as well, and when they can't do it, they quit.
That's true.
A lot of people quit on their first month, and it's just like, oh well, you know, we can't do nothing about that.
I always like to reference it back to like working out, just because. just because the thing is that a lot of people understand the logic of like. Working out more than the logic when we talk about investing, and because I mean everybody like supposed to do it, right? So I'm like, it's a shame. Like look at it like this. I mean, there's a couple different types of people, right? There's one person that walks into the gym and says, you know what, like I'm gonna sign up for this gym membership right here, and I'm gonna make this happen, you know, because I have a vision. I know where I want to be at in the next couple months, or it actually doesn't even matter how long it takes me. I just know I want to make it happen. And over time, they end up getting those results, and you know, they become a different person physically, mentally, in every single type of way. Now, somebody, right, watches that happen, right, and they're like, you know what, I'm gonna do the same thing. They go ahead and sign up for the gym membership, but what happens is that along the way, they let temptations, number one, number two, they let other people, right, talk down on what they first envisioned. And what happens is that because they didn't see that the results came in as quickly, and the thing is that your body needs time for it to produce those results, and results also happens in the it's a consequence of your actions, of your daily actions, right? So the best way that I can always reference entrepreneurship is the same as just working out physically. Like, it's like your body requires you doing something for a long extended period of time, but daily, on a daily basis, for it to really produce those results. So it's the same thing in investing. And just as I always tell people, I'm like, if you invest into real estate, I'm like, you know, you ain't getting that money. Like, you shouldn't even be looking. Like, I mean, Grant Cardone talks about it like all the time. He's like, me and my business partners, we invested over $1 billion into real estate. We're like, I'm not even worried about that money until the next 5-10 years. I told them that they have to be okay with all that money being invested and just sitting there for the next 5-10 years. In the next 5-10 years, we'd all be in a different spot than we are right now. So I'm like, people just have to have a long-term vision. And if you don't, well, I mean, maybe the other life in the matrix is for you, you know?
Because you can make quick cash. Yeah. That's not the game you guys are playing.
No.
Just like in fitness, you can take steroids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can take steroids.
We're focusing on long term, because long term is gonna help you get farther, bro. Get me? That's how we work here. And it's just like, people can go to school for so many years, you know, and still maybe they're not making what they like, or maybe they don't even find a job in their what they study for. So it's just like, this is the same thing. You have to take it we're good. And this is a process, you know, you got to trust the process. And like we always say, stay consistent and disciplined, because the motivation is going to die. And like she said, don't listen to the outside noise. That was one key thing. I had to change my circle, you know, friends, family, everything. I just had to change everything. Yeah. And when I started this, they were just like everything else, they would throw shit at you. But I had like, I will go throw fire on fire. And that was one of my mistakes. So if you're someone that's starting entrepreneurship, don't do that. No, just stay focused and don't focus on that. Like, don't go talk back to them bad. They don't know what they don't know, and that's okay. You know, I always tell like a lot of my friends, they were like, that's the scam, doesn't work. A lot of my family, same thing. And I had to learn that, and I had to humble myself and be like, nah, bro. Like, they just don't know. They don't know about this. You just got to stay consistent. You need to show them and open the doors when they're ready. Mm-hmm. You know? And now, as after like 2 years, we have people that they were calling me crazy and stuff like that, and now they're getting started. Get me? It's like, they had to see it.
They got to see it. Yeah.
And I never closed the doors on them, because that's one thing. Like, never close the doors on anyone. Maybe it wasn't their time. They're going through something or they didn't know. Just be humble.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I got a couple questions here regarding the business. Is there anything you guys can't talk about, like, legally?
No. Very good.
Well, okay. Money-wise? No.
Money-wise?
No.
What's one of, like, the concerns, like, someone new, like, okay, they say, sometimes they say, I guess what my question would be, if I were to get started, was like, okay, how do taxes work? I know not a lot of people ask that question, but how does that work when someone wants to trade, but when taxes come in, how does that work? Because I don't know.
Okay, so when it comes down to taxes, right, and obviously, right, I don't want to get too deep into this because I'll get sued by a tax advisor. Right, it's like I can't even legally give financial advice, you know, because yeah. I don't have my license. Yeah. But
you can say your situation.
I can say like my personal situation into what is it that I do and stuff like that. When it comes down to trading and stuff like that, and investing, the best part about it, there is loopholes when it comes down to it, where you can literally pay close to no taxes, you know, which is pretty amazing, you know. It's pretty amazing to say the least. I mean, like my first year when I started making decent profits, and I always tell people this, I'm like, if you just made a $300 profit, don't worry about taxes, guys. Like, the IRS is not coming for you for your $2, you know, like, they're not going to knock on your door and send an IRS agent for your way for $2. They're going to send IRS agents when you owe like a significant amount, you know, where they're like, damn, like, you know, let me go ahead and send this agent over there to pick up these couple thousand, these hundreds of thousands of dollars. So first of all, because that's the biggest thing that always people tell me is like, they make a couple dollars and shit like that. They're like, how is tax to work? I'm like, chill, like, go make some more money, you know, like. But number two, once you start making around, like, I would probably say over like $6,000 for the year in profits, then at that point, biggest thing that I will tell you is you can either start an S corp or LLC. Now, depending on your situation, depending on your tax advisor and stuff like that, they'll tell you which one they recommend you best for it to work for you. Right now, once you do that, open up a business bank account. It's just the basic stuff. Open up a business bank account. Make sure you pay yourself rightfully, like as far as like an employee. Because my biggest thing, my first year and a half, 2 years, when I started making real, I would say real big money in trading, I was putting that all into my bank account and stuff like that, and I wasn't really educated. So key is getting educated. I wasn't really educated, and I was just putting it all in my bank account. And then at the end of the year, when I got taxed, I ended up getting taxed like about $7,000 or $8,000. And, you know, that hurt me because I was like, I mean, damn, like I could have invested this money, you know, like I learned my lesson. So the next year I did everything. I opened up my business bank account. I opened up my LLC. You know, I started really like linking. There's an application that I have. I'm not affiliated with them. And it pretty much links all my expenses and stuff like that. I'm able to put it into business, stuff like that. But key thing is I don't put more money in my bank account than I don't need to. So it's kind of like the money that's in my bank account, it's pretty much the money that I'm already going to spend. Mm-hmm. right? So a lot of people kind of, I would say they have this concept in their head that you have to, what's it called? In order to have wealth, I guess they equate wealth with the amount of money that you have in your bank account. But the thing is that wealthy people don't keep money in their bank account, right? It's a whole matrix in itself into like what, like that. It's a whole deep talk in itself about like bank accounts and stuff like that. But just to keep it as simplistic as possible, you shouldn't put more money in your bank account than you're not gonna spend, right? Everything else is gonna be taxable. Everything else is seen, right? Rather, if you're gonna get taxed that money, so for me, like if I know that I'm gonna get taxed this last year, I should have got taxed like $15,000, you know, like rather than that, then I would rather put that into investments, whether that's physical assets, like hard assets, or whether that's things like commodities like gold, silver, and stuff like that, or whether that's my trading account, keeping it in there, whether that's a crypto portfolio, stock portfolio, dividend stock, stuff like that. The moment that you just keep it in there and stuff like that, they can't tax you on that, right? They can't tax you on money that's still flowing.
Yeah,
right?
Working the money.
So let it grow, right? And then once you let it grow, right, then put it into harder assets, physical assets, and then let that produce you more money, and then let that more money of the physical assets then let it produce you an income, and then pay yourself out like that. That's how people get into from trading investments into real estate. And then from real estate, then you pretty much get paid out. Then you pay yourself out. You get an income, right? And then you're pretty much not paying any taxes at the end of the day. So
Junior literally told you how to... Can you get started with like, let's say $100?
Yes. Yes. So you can... That's the beauty in trading. Like, in contrary to like... let's just say if I put you into anything else, like... it doesn't take a lot of money, like, and that's the beauty. That's why he talks a lot about like changing people's lives, like, you know, like we got people in Latin America right now where we're focusing on like creating systems and stuff like that for them, because we know, we've seen it firsthand what really just an extra $600,000-$500,000 a month can do for them, and we know what that can do for them because we have family out there. So I'm just like, and what's beautiful about trading is like, you can literally get started with a couple dollars. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to flip a couple dollars to a milli, you know, like you shouldn't have that expectation, but I'm just saying if you learn the skill set and you learn how to read these charts, then it's just kind of like, again, it's like, think about it like this, let's put it in simpler terms. Everybody knows about real estate, right? Imagine if you knew exactly when the low is in the market and you know exactly when the high is, right? Mix that in with having a lot of capital. You're a dangerous individual, right? Now, let me tell you this. There's people that know exactly when the low is in the market and when the high is. And they know exactly when they're buying low and when they're selling high. The rest of the 95% of the people are just guessing, right? So what happens when you educate yourself in the markets and you actually know exactly what you're looking at? Then you know when you're buying low and you know when you're selling high. So imagine it's like if you're just buying silver, gold, you know when you're buying low, you're knowing when you're selling high, you make that profit in between. You're trading in your money for more money, and it's just a constant flow.
Let the money work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the beauty of it is that, I mean, you guys can explain it in better terms, but everything's calculated. Everything's
calculated risk.
Calculated risk. There, that's the word. Calculated. Nothing's just okay. Let me throw in this buy right here. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
No, that's everything's gambling. All calculated.
People often mistake trading with gambling, you know, like, I mean, we've all gambled before, you know, like, I mean, I just lost a bet with him with the Super Bowl, you know, so that's gambling, right? You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, like, I know it's still rigged. So like,
don't start.
But so are the markets, you know,
the one thing I tell everybody, it's gotta be rigged. You know why? Because the NFL,
the U.S.
It's not a sport company. It's an entertainment company. So they could rig anything they wanted.
There you go. I just literally said, I told them, I was like, I know. I don't even watch football. I know it's rigged because why? Because it's a United States sport. And what is the U.S.? A business, exactly, right? Yeah. So what is, therefore, a sport? Money. Business, you know?
So I got a pretty cool question here. If you guys were to start all over, let's say start all over, you guys didn't okay, let's say you guys had the knowledge of what you guys know now. Mm-hmm. What would you do with your last, let's say, $100? What would you, let's start with you, Miguel. What would you do? You knew, you had the knowledge, but where would you start?
That's a good question. What would I do with $100? Only had $100.
But you started from zero, like you don't have anything.
I just know day trading or like, just or entrepreneurship.
Knowing everything you know now. Let's say you know everything you know now.
And I had $100.
But you had to start all over.
This question gets me mad.
I know you know the answer. Hmm.
Invest, right? But either way, like, it's like,
so with $100. Would it be mentorship? Would it be just throwing?
I mean, I already, you're telling me I already know. So if I already know, obviously there's always more room to grow.
Right.
But with that, that's a good question, bro.
Because this question is specifically for the person that,
yeah,
that's starting with nothing. So, Junior,
the starting with nothing. Nothing, but
you know what you know right now. You know what you know. You just got to put it in play.
Go all in.
Right.
I will go all in myself. All in, because that's what I did. I took a risk in a way, yes, but I know this works. So if I know it works, I'm going to just do it.
So what are you doing with that 100, though?
I can day trade it.
Just trade it.
Trade it, and from there, it you can get funded now with $100. I'll get a funded account. Try to pass it.
Okay.
So what I would do, and I love this question. It gets me lit. So it's like if you watched Undercover Billionaire, like
with
you
Grant
know,
Cardone?
Yeah, with Grant Cardone, with you know all these other billionaires and entrepreneurs, like. This question gets you lit, you know, but I've already done this before. So I this is how I came up. So number one, right. I want you to like, out of everything that I'm going to say, I want you to jot down these two things that you have to sell. Right. And number two, you have to learn how to invest. Number one, again, you have to learn how to sell. And number two, you have to learn how to invest. Right. Now, the thing is that you're not going to flip. You already know right away that, and yes, like he's saying with my knowledge that I have and stuff like that. And yes, I will compound like $100 account, but the thing about that is that that's going to take me a lot more longer to take it to a significant amount than it is for me to get $1,000, $10,000 or $15K, $20K into a significant amount, right? And then live off of it. So what I was going to do, right? What I would do right now, if you put me on the street and I literally had $100, what I would go do is go out there and be social. I'm a very social person, right? I'll go out there and ask somebody like, yo, like in their businesses, every single business needs more clientele, right? So I'm gonna go out there and use my social skills and sell whatever product I need to sell, right? To turn those $100 into maybe five figures, right? Which is pretty easy. I mean, if you sold solar, I mean, that's like literally a deal right there, right? Now you get a $10,000 commission. Now you're working with 10K, right? Now, number one, you have to pay yourself first, right? So put the money into your things, into the necessities and stuff like that. You're probably going to be around 8,000. Now you got 8,000 to play with, right? Now, I don't want you to risk the whole thing, right? So I want you to go ahead and put, with my knowledge, right, that I now have with the markets,
right,
then I'll go ahead and put the 5,000 into a trade account, slowly compound out. If I just had 10% growth every single month, I'm pretty much making $500 a month. Now, I have an extra added source of income with $500 a month. I'm still selling on the side. I'm going to go ahead and raise my net worth to $50,000. Once I have $50,000, then at that point, then I have more cash flow, right? Key thing, cash flow to put into your trading account. Now I have, let's just theoretically say like a 25K account. Now do the math on that. 10%, that's $2,500 a month. I just added an extra $2,500 a month with just trading, and I'm still selling on the side, right? So now I have two sources of income. Now I'm around the half of six figure range, right? So now what I can do is now I have enough money to now invest into harder assets, right? So let me put it into dividend stocks. So let me put $10,000 into dividend stocks. Those $10,000 in dividend stocks, depending on which one you get, you'll probably make an extra on 10K, you'll probably make an extra, I don't know, like $300-$400 a month. So I'm now expanding my sources of income, right? And over time, then I'll build up my portfolio here, my trading account here, right? While I'm living off of the money that I'm, what I'm making in direct sales, right? And then at that point, once I reach the six-figure mark and stuff like that, then I'll start investing into physical assets and stuff like that. Hard assets like real estate and stuff like that. And then at that point, then your net worth just keeps going up and up and up and up. And now you're working with more money, and now you have a bigger trade account, and now you're just, you're 10%, make 10% of a mil, you're making 100K a month.
More passive income.
Something. Easy.
So here's a leadership question for both of you guys. What are some of the biggest obstacles in the industry you guys are in to have a successful career?
Different things. To lead a lot of people or to help a lot of people, first of all, you need to keep on growing yourself every single day. When I started this, I had zero leadership skills. I was learning from him. He had experience now. And I was like, bro, how you do this? How you do that? Mm-hmm. So I was asking for mentorship before you go help others as well. And just be a student as well. Listen to them, what they need help on, and figure it out. And what, can you repeat the question?
Just, I feel like just obstacles.
Obstacles.
Just from your situation, what are some of the obstacles that you've experienced that's probably, you know, helped you, I guess, become where you're at right now?
When I started this, I was getting attached a lot to people as well. Yeah, in a way that I was helping them more than what I had to.
Okay.
Not only that, maybe giving answers that they could have gotten themselves.
Yeah.
So I wasn't helping them. I was pretty much harming them because I was giving all just answers on what I knew about. Right, and so a lot of people, and then as well, growing as a leader, I didn't know how to talk to people. So social, I had to grow my social skills.
Yeah.
How to talk to people, how to be a leader, because it was just bad, bro. It's just like, right. I will get mad and I will just go off, or I will call them out in front of everyone.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah, and it's just, I'm being honest, being transparent about how I was back then. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say I don't do this here and there. Like, we all made mistakes, but it's just, I have grown and have learned from that to be a better person, better leader. But yeah, you're going to get that a lot. And not only that, people are going to go off on you as well. And you have to detach feelings or like just stay calm. Yeah.
So how do you handle patience?
Patience. Man, that's a good one. That's a good one. I was bad with that. And he knows I was so bad. Until today, sometimes I struggle, yes. And I still need to work on it a lot.
What about like when you're in the middle of a trade and like, how do you handle it?
Oh, bro. I mean, emotions, you know, 90% psychology, 10% skill set.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like, and even to this day, you know, yes, I'm making more profits in trading, but it's just a psychology, and every single trader, professional trader is going to tell you, it's a psychology. Like, once you have the skill set, bro, you know, like, it's your strategy. Every strategy works, by the way. It's just, you got to make it work for yourself.
What do you mean every strategy works?
There's different strategies, different the ways to look at the market.
Okay.
Every trader has their own style, right? And they're like, this is better than that. They all make money.
Okay.
Right? It's just whatever works for you, make it work, study, master it, but then the psychology comes to place. Why? Because we want to see big numbers, or we just want to see like, oh, to the moon. Mm-hmm. Get me? And that's one of the hardest things, I believe, when it comes to day trading, just the psychology.
Psychology.
With anything, I feel like the psychology is what gets you. Emotional.
Do you guys like to read books? Do you guys watch podcasts? Do you guys watch interviews? How do you guys get educated on psychology?
I hardly read. Okay. I'm bad at reading, but I do listen to podcasts or like leadership skills, stuff like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Does the program you guys work with, do they have courses on psychology? Yep. And
mindset, all of that, just mindset. How to grow as a leader, how to lead people, how to mentor people, all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely expanded, which is why I kind of like, I like progression. I love progression. I love working and partnering with people who progress, you know. So like, the platform that I'm pretty much partnered with and stuff like that, the biggest thing that they've done is they progress, you know, over since they've been on for 9 years. The biggest thing when I started, it was just a day trading platform where you learn how to day trade and that's it. So my vision was just there. But along the way, what they've done is they've also added like things like mindset, which is very important. So it's your building block to entrepreneurship in general. They added things like e-commerce. They've added, they're adding things like taxes soon, like things social like real estate. They got social media right now, which right now, I mean, you're watching this podcast. It's because, I mean, social media is a big thing right now. I mean, there's a lot of people making thousands of dollars a month from social media. And all you have to know is know the game, right? You have to know the game. If you don't know the game, you get lost in the game, guys. Like, you're, I mean, like, we're just going to evolve into more of a social generation.
Right.
What, so the thing is, you need to know how to make money on social media.
Exactly.
You know?
Don't just be a consumer, but be a producer as well.
Because most likely, and I see it all the time, most likely, whatever you're working in right now, your 9-to-5, it's eventually going to get replaced by a AI, let's say.
Yeah, bro. And it's just like, learn something on social media that can make you money. You know, anything. Sales online, like e-commerce, dropshipping, stuff like that.
Another source ain't going to hurt you, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, and this is why I tell even the people that I mentor personally, like, they tell me, I'm like, oh, I don't have time to study, I don't have time to go to the meetings, this and that. I'm like, okay.
One more leadership question. you were about to mention that is, how do I put this? So you know Edgar right here, he puts in the work,
mm-hmm.
but me, I kind of slack off. Right. So how do you go about like, okay, I'm gonna give this guy more time. Like, let's say I'm barely starting off. We're both starting off, mm-hmm. but his work ethic is better than mine, but I still want to learn.
Okay.
It's just,
How is it that
as a leader, you guys like both, go about, you know, working with them.
Mm-hmm. So the way I do it is just like, first of all, get your why. I want to get your why and go off that as well. It's just sometimes people want it, but they're slacking on something, but maybe they don't realize they're slacking. They're just too traditional. They're just how we can, I'm going to say it, in the Matrix.
Right.
Get me? It's like they don't know or they don't realize that they have time for it. So what I'm going to do is just do a one-on-one with you, get your why, right? Break down your whole schedule. I'm going to break down the whole, what time you wake up, what time you go to your job, what time you go work out, if you have family. All that, if you have any other side hustle, hobby, whatever it is, I'm gonna break it down. And then I'm gonna get your goals, short-term goals, long-term goals. And I'll be like, they don't even know their goals. And I'm like, nah, bro, I want you to think. What you want to accomplish in the next 3 months? 6 months, a year, 10 years. I want to buy a house, I want to retire my parents. I'm like, okay, so I'm writing all these goals. But I already made their schedule. Then I'm going to call them out and be like, bro, you think what you're doing right now in your schedule is going to get you any closer to your goals? I'm like, the answer is no. So what can we do better, bro? And then I'll be like, look, between here and here, you have free time. Between here and here, you have free time. Now, bro, open your every iPhones and Androids have the screen time. I'll be like, okay, bro, now let's go here. Go where it says screen time, go to see all activity, break it down on the weekly. Everyone has like 7+ hours just on their phone. I'm like, how much money are you making right there? Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, nothing. I'm like, exactly. You're just being a consumer. You're making other people money. Like, just by consuming, by going on social media, you're making someone else making money off that.
Exactly.
Instead of you producing for yourself. So that's you need to, right, it's just like, bro. So they like, yeah, that is true. So I'm like, okay, now I'm going to help them out. Yeah, I got their why. I see their problem. Now I'm going to help them out. Okay, bro, look. We can fix this. Okay? Here and here you can study. You can watch this educator going live. Here you can come to the meeting. You can hop on this Zoom call. All that. So now they, it's just, in a way, you're going to babysit them at first. Mm-hmm. Now it's on them either put in the work or not. Once I do the one-on-one with them, then I'm like, okay.
It's up to you.
It's up to you. Yeah. If you don't see results, if you quit, if you say this and didn't work, it's not because of me. It's not because of the system that we have. Mm-hmm. No, it's you, you know? And after that, just like, back then, I will attach myself a lot to them, just like, bro, come on, you can do it. Now it's just like, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. Because I already did my effort. I did a one-on-one with you, something that you didn't even know. And sometimes I even break down their expenses, right? Like a financial advisor in a way, but like, bro, write down everything you, how much income you bring home or like to yourself and all your expenses. We'll do the math and like, does it reflect that on your bank account? Log in into your app. I'm like, no. Boom. Now they're like, damn, we pay so many memberships that we don't even use. Netflix. I mean, if you're not watching something productive of Netflix, then cancel that.
Okay.
Don't get me. Just grow yourself.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time on social media.
Oh yeah.
Produce. Sell.
Yeah. What? I don't think you mentioned any obstacles.
So, to answer your last question that you just did, so I believe that there's three different types of people. So number one, as a leader, you have to identify how people are. Three different types of people that I've learned over the hundreds and thousands of people that I've mentored is, number one, you'll have somebody, and this is number one, this is the person that I work with right off the bat. This is the person that I honestly love to work with, these people the most. It's people who have already had challenges in their past. And prior to coming to me, like, they already had the challenges, kind of like him. If you literally reference back his story and you reference any successful person, they had hardships in life. And then whenever preparation meets opportunity, boom, it's done. So number one, I like working with those people where they've been preparing themselves their whole life. They already went through what they needed to go through. Their mindset is already like solidified on like, I want to make this happen. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to do whatever it takes when it takes. And everything, right? Because I always say you always just need more desire. Number one, that person has desire already. That's all they need, right? All they need is somebody to guide them and point them in the right path. And I can do that. Number two, the type of person that that mostly a lot of people get to work with is people that they have goals, right? They have goals. They might say they have a desire, but their desire doesn't align with their daily methods of action, right? So that means that their goal is merely just a dream sometimes. And it's the thing is, as a mentor, you don't want to cut them off, obviously, just because it's not their fault. You know, it's just that they... Have you ever heard of the dog and the needle theory? There's a dog. There was once this dog that been pretty much he's pretty much somebody's dog, right? It was somebody's dog, and then the neighbor came, you know, because the dog was literally crying every day. You know, he literally heard the dog crying every day, so he came to the neighbor's house, and he was like, "Yo, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong with your dog?" And he's like, "What do you mean, what's wrong? Like, there's nothing wrong." He's like, "Yeah, he's always crying, like, you know." He's like, "Oh, it's because he's sitting on a needle, you know." He's like, "But it's been like 7 days, you know." He's like, "Yeah, it's just he doesn't find it painful enough yet." So a lot of people, the thing is, think about what that story is, right? A dog can sit on a needle for a long period of time and he won't get up because the pain of the needle is not strong enough. It's a human. A human sometimes needs to go through even more challenges in their life where they're just completely tired of their situation. They'll be in pain for a very long time. But sometimes that thing just happens. Reference his story. He said his thing was COVID. He was like, "Damn, I'm stuck." And he reflected. The pain of his whole life in the past years, that at that moment, he had enough. He stood up. Mm-hmm. That's all humans.
Three words. Adversity creates character.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that. Whatever you guys been through, it created that character in you guys to just not quit.
Exactly. That's all it is, bro. Like,
and most people, like the audience here, they're pretty young. They haven't been through much. Mm-hmm. They haven't been through that adversity to be like, oh, okay, they're still scared. They haven't been through much.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really like convince them to do something.
Exactly.
They gotta go through it. Let them go through it.
Exactly.
Let their fucking wings.
That's the third person.
Yeah.
You just gotta let them.
Let them till they fail, and now they're gonna learn.
Yeah. It's almost, it's okay to fail, dude. Like,
it's okay.
That's, that's where you're gonna learn the most.
Totally. Yeah, definitely. I agree with that, you know? And also, it's just like, but if you're listening to this, you don't have to go through that pain or that adversity. You can make it happen before that happens, but you just gotta apply yourself. Because you can learn from other people's mistakes or other people's adversities before you go through that, but it just...
Yeah, these guys are gonna help you cut the corner of what they've been through, all the mistakes they had.
A lot of mistakes, a lot of ups and downs. I mean, that's life, you know, but you just gotta go handle it.
So what's priority for you guys? Business development, like interior, like inside business development, or marketing? So selling, promoting, what's priority for you guys?
Right now, we've been working in the interior a lot.
Yeah. So
building up having a system, a foundation that can help us, because it's just, or like, is it grow as a person as well before we go just expose?
Mm-hmm. As far as me giving advice to people, it's pretty much, I always tell people, like, you can't always, you have to know what phase your business is in.
Mm-hmm.
Every business is in itself, like, has the inner shell and the outer shell. So it's kind of like the outer shell is the expansion, the inner shell is the foundation. And sometimes, it works just like the markets. There's, you know, there's times when you go up, there's times when you go down. Now, the thing is that within business, what you're supposed to do in any period, whenever you come down, because retracements are normal, what you're supposed to do is work on the inside. Because sometimes if you had a retracement, it's because the inside of your business is not strong enough to withhold the outer shell.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, my phase that I'm in, since right now, like, we're expanding past like the first like 1,000 members within like the community, like, I want to make sure that the actual system itself, the foundation, the leadership, and everything is built upon and able to sustain and retain and grow those 1,000 people. I'm not, I no longer work based off hope, you know, so I work based on like actual stats. So I'm like, okay, like, if I work on this system and I work on this foundation and this leadership, blah, 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 this will only give me this amount of people. Now, if I, what's it called? And it's just like any other business, guys. Like, if you literally look at like these successful businesses that have grown thousands and thousands of people with, like, or even like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of employees, they have to have a solidified system that can withhold that. If they don't, they will assume that they will reach that point, they will reach that breach point, and then they will fall down and crumble because the leadership wasn't,
the foundation
wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
It's like a building. It's literally, I always tell people, like, I used to work construction my whole life, so it's kind of like, I understand. It's kind of like, if you have a weak foundation, doesn't matter how many floors you stack up on that, it's going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fall. Like, that's, in case most people don't even know about construction, most of the majority of the time it takes to construct somebody, construct a building, is literally the foundation. The whole rise of itself, it takes almost the same amount of time it does to build a foundation than it does to actually build all the floors.
Wow.
So.
Yeah,
foundation more than anything. It's just like how you said. And right now we're building a whole system. Also, for the Spanish market with Edgar, you know, and him. And back then, I used to have a team in Mexico that I used to mentor, over like almost 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, we didn't have a solid foundation. And me personally, I didn't have a lot of results, no leadership skills, no system at all. And right now, we're like we can impact them. We can get them back. Everything fell off, right? This is why, like you said, we have that retrainment. Like, okay, we need to work on this.
The foundation.
The foundation. We need to learn from others and just grow. And we're working on that. And I'm just excited for the next months, what's going to happen in third world countries. Because, like I said, it's about the impact that you can make. Helping people in third world countries like Mexico, Central America, South America, El Caribe, you know, all this is just, we've seen it. We've seen it, what this can do for them. And like, bro, I want to do that. Not only that, it's just going to, that's another excuse to go travel.
Right.
Get me? Imagine just helping people from different places. Now you go travel. Nothing better than that. Nothing better than that. Like, traveling for me is, it's so, so wonderful. Getting to know places, cultures, people, learning from them, just everything.
I feel like you guys need to promote it. Promote the like the behind the scenes. Sheesh. You know, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Content, just content, you know, throwing content out into the matrix.
That's what we're working on right now. Right now. That's what we're doing literally after this.
Oh, really?
we're locked in, bro. There We've been locked in for the last 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope.
And that's one of the key things. They see maybe the way we are tied, like on the social media, but they don't see sometimes the behind the scenes. And that's any entrepreneurship, you know, any successful person, like they didn't post everything they went through or like behind the scenes. But now there's going to be content coming out. So
that's good.
It's going to be.
Kind of content? Just like educational content?
For me, like what I want to base, I mean, there's two pages that we're running. Like it's kind of like, obviously it's the organization, which is Powerhouse. That page, we have a website up and running now and everything, but like that content over there is going to be a lot more informational and educational more than anything, and just kind of like showing what overall like the community's like. Now for personal use and stuff like that, it's going to be a lot more, I would say, entertainment for me and my end, like entertainment, because I feel like it's funny, but it's I don't know, like something doesn't hit me right, how I can look at somebody's page that gives hundreds of thousands of dollars of value every day, and they actually don't ever get, like, they only get 10% of the views that somebody that posts about, like, somebody, like, I don't know, something funny, you know, gets, you know?
Yeah.
Which makes no sense, because, I mean, it's just kind of like, it just tells you where society's at. You know, a big part of who I am as a person is just humor, you know, humor. So it's like my humor and stuff like that. So just showing a lot more of who I am, you know, because I feel like a lot of people see the outer shell, which is like the mentor, the guide and stuff like that. But they don't really see who I really am, you know, so
like that you relate with people as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, I feel like for my personal as well, it's just I'm gonna keep you more personal how I am, you know. And maybe having another one. By the way, I'm creating a TikTok with my godson. He's 13 years old.
Okay.
And he's learning how to trade already.
There you go.
And it just like, people tell me like, man, he's a that young
age. He asked you? Hey.
He asked me, he messaged, I have the screenshots, I have everything. He was like, when are you gonna teach me? And I'm like, and I asked him, why you wanna learn this? Mm-hmm. I asked him first, why you wanna learn this? He like, I just don't wanna be playing just video games. And I was like, bro, he wants it. He's seen it, you know?
Pain of the needle.
Get me? So I'm like, boom. He's only, he just turned 13 like 3 days ago, two days ago. So I'm like, bro, I got you, you know? Come and work with me. Come to my apartment. Let's learn this. I'm going to teach you everything I know. But also, I want you to do your homework before you come here. I want you to go practice soccer because he plays soccer. I'm like, I want him to enjoy his childhood. Get me? I don't want him just to school in this, no. Have fun. He's just a kid right now. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to support him 100%. He wants to go pro as a soccer player. I'm going to like, I'm here. You know, let's get you a pro. But yeah, he wants it so bad. He's seen me like, he's always sending me messages like, hey, did I enter this trade right? And like, send me a screen recording and stuff like that. So I'm always helping him out, but that I'm going to create something with him where it's going to be more value in showing that anyone can do this. Anyone can do this.
That's your little...
Yeah.
That's your little prodigy right there.
Yeah, and also putting my mom into e-commerce as well. That's a goal of this.
Wow.
This year.
Selling...
Just general store. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Drop shipping.
I remember I did drop shipping one time, dude. I did it like when I was like that, like his age, like, you know what, like maybe 14, 15.
Oh, you did that?
I did it for like, I want to say like 4 months. That was a complete fail, dude. Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing. I just seen somebody on YouTube doing drop shipping, and I seen like he was making all this money and all this what. I was stupid, dude. I was just like, I thought I was throwing ads, like good ads on Facebook and all this and that. I didn't make a dime out of that shit. But, I mean, we know a lot of people that can.
Oh, yeah. It works. It totally works. Yeah, I've seen that as well. I know a lot of people that do e-commerce. I'm like, damn. That's cool. Yeah.
Okay, a couple more questions. They're pretty cool. I asked this to one of my other guests one time. I asked them, if you had the option, let's say in your guys' situation, if you guys had the option to take dinner with the CEO of, what's the name of the academy?
Chris Terry.
Okay.
Chris Terry is the CEO.
Have you guys met him?
No, I haven't actually.
No.
Would you take dinner with him? Mm-hmm. Or take a six-figure bag?
Oh, no.
Dinner.
Bro, dinner. Dinner? 100% dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is the bag just not big enough?
I mean, it does. For me, like, I haven't known him yet. Like, I haven't met him in kind of like, would say like a, like conversation and stuff like that. There's levels to this, right? There's levels to this, but I can tell you, like, just based on like which a lot of people don't even realize, he's like a multi-billionaire, you know, like, so it's kind of like for me, I value knowledge over money, because the knowledge comes first before the money, right? So when you take the 100K, I know how to make 100K because I've already made it, you know? So like but I don't have access to his knowledge. And I know that the knowledge that he's given has created thousands, like actually more than 5,000 six-figure earners. You know, like,
just to have that relationship is just
It's just like, without knowledge, bro, the money's gone.
Yeah, like,
I can get the six figures and I'm like, okay, what do I do now?
Exactly.
I'd rather learn from him and I can ask him, like, hey, what will you do with six figures? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, just learning from people that have the results I already want is more valuable than just getting the money. Like I would say, if you're not good here mentally, the money's gonna go away. You're gonna spend it on dumb stuff.
So last question is, any piece of advice that you can give somebody starting, and also any goals you guys have, if you guys want to mention them on the podcast, you know, if you guys want to promote you guys selves, go ahead.
Okay, so someone that gets started, I'm gonna say powerhouse, our community, our team, you know, it's just stay consistent more than anything, trust the process, and stay coachable. Because we've seen it all. We've seen people with different results within the team and within the company. And, yeah, don't listen to the outside noise as well. And just, once you get started, just, like, go all in. Because you already made it. It's just like, you had to take a step out of the comfort zone. And that would tell people, just keep on going. Don't go back. You already took the step. I'll just keep on rolling.
Commit.
Because a lot of people tend to like get out and then come back.
Right.
And you just stick there now. You're like, man. And then, and it happened with, like I said, a lot of people saw me when I first started. They just saw me. They will talk down on me. I'm like, it's okay. And now they ask me questions. I'm like, this and that. Because they see now, like, bro, you could be up here with me. You could be with me, right next to me. We could be freaking traveling more, doing this at a bigger scale.
Right.
Get me? And one of my goals is fully retire my mom this year.
That's big time.
Fully retire her and just get a new place. One of my biggest goals. I don't want nothing materialistic, but that. Travel more, yes, but first that.
No? Like,
For me, can you repeat that question real quick?
So it was a piece of advice for somebody starting.
Yeah.
And then a goal of yours?
Okay. Well, a piece of advice that I would give everybody is, I think there's two days within anything that you start in life. Anything that you start, it will have 2 days that you remember. And it's the day that you started and the day that you know why, right? Why you started, right? So the biggest thing is, the biggest advice that I can tell people is, align with what is it that you're trying to do and why you're trying to do it, and make that decision. A lot of people downplay that advice and stuff like that, but making that decision is something that I've seen people take years to make. I've seen people actually in the same position for years and years and years, or months and months and months, and they have to go through so much in life just to finally make that decision. Mm-hmm. Save yourself that time. Make the decision. You know, like, I know that because as a mentor and a guide, like, the biggest thing that it took me a long time to do is making the decision to really just get to that next level. And a lot of people think it's sometimes just the lack of, see, that's the problem. People think it's the lack of, and you don't realize that you already have everything within you that you already need. It's just that you haven't made the decision yet to really go out there and do it, you know, like. The new version of yourself and the old version of yourself is just a simple decision away. And sometimes we don't, because of the reason that we downplay that advice and we overhear it, we sometimes don't respect it. And sometimes the thing that you need to do is just right in front of your face. So make the decision. As far as my personal goal and stuff like that, is this is really that year. I feel like, and my personal goal has nothing to do with income at this point. It has nothing to do with materialistic stuff and stuff like that. My biggest thing is if I've really like fully devoted and fully decided that I really want to see that the community of Powerhouse this year go global. We've been national for quite a while, but one of my goals is really to scale this to a global stage and have over like 2,500 members, you know, within the organization and stuff like that. Such a beautiful thing, being able to, because I've seen it in the past, like being able to fly country to country and stuff like that, and know that you've helped people in a very indirect way, and you didn't even need to be there personally to help them. It's something that money can't buy. You know, money can't buy that genuineness of people's telling you in a different language, going to Japan and telling you, yeah, you helped me out. You were able to get me out of my situation. You were able to help me financially, mentally, wow, spiritually. Like, so like that is one of my goals that I really would want to see. And just seeing it, you know, seeing everybody grow inside and out of the community. You know, like, if you're watching this, if you're hearing this, it's like, you know, I vouch for you. You know, like, I want you to go ahead and grow, and I want you to get to that next level. So just seeing as many people make that decision and that hungerness within people, I just want to see that inside of everybody, you know?
Yeah, that's perfect. Wow.
My goal for the team as well is that.
There we go.
Yes,
there
global. Third world countries. Impact third world countries, bro. They need this information.
I see it happening. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. We've seen it too, and it's just like, we want to have the same impact that our mentors had before, or they have right now. I mean, we see our mentors just traveling, right, country to country, helping others, and like that's cool. Yeah. They don't even have to do that, bro. But they're yearning about their stuff. Yeah. When you're yearning about things, good things are gonna happen as well for you.
Oh, I like that one too. There we go. All right, guys. How do people reach you guys?
Through Instagram, you can reach us through a couple different ways. You can reach us through our Facebook. You can join our free Facebook community. We literally just launched it yesterday. So you can literally do that, have access, full access to us, and see how everything's like through Powerhouse. What is it? I forgot what they did. Powerhouse Training Network, my bad. And it's new, right? or at im.juniormunoz, you know, if you want to reach me personally, you know, but.
Mine is my Instagram, personal Instagram is MiguelMinetto16. And yeah, through Facebook as well. I have a link tree right there. It's going to direct you straight to the Facebook group. We're going to be dropping value every single week for free, right? Just so you guys get the taste of what we do. You guys see the community, how we work. Like I said, every single week we're going to be dropping value, doing Zoom calls for everyone. so they get to know more the day trading. Get me? Because that's one of the things that we didn't have back then. Right? It's just like, we didn't know how to start or like, what was it? So it's pretty much we're giving you the access to that. Right. That come learn this with us and see the community, see the system, how we work, and yeah.
Love it.
I'm excited for that. Also, the Spanish is launching probably tomorrow already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's in Spanish. Javier, todo en español, también va a estar ya.
Yeah,
listo.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. This Undergoes J Code, Juan Carlos. Thank you, guys.